Your home is likely your biggest investment, which begs the question, what are you doing to properly care for and protect your home? Handyman Bob's here with maintenance and repair tips you must use. So now let's care and feed your home with Handyman Bob.
The care and feeding of your home is a weekly feature. It's brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. They provide basement waterproofing, crawl space repair, seismic retrofit, and foundation stabilization and repair services, and they do it in homes and businesses throughout Oregon and Washington. It's that time of year when we're all wanting to take the chill off by lighting a fire in the fireplace. So let's take a look at some of the safety precautions we ought to consider. Now, if you own a wood-burning fireplace, you probably ought to have the chimney inspected annually and clean it as necessary, and have a professional chimney sweep do it to ensure that it's clear of obstructions and creosote. When I was a kid growing up, we had a chimney fire. That was enough to get my attention. Sounded like a freight train was running up that chimney. We were very fortunate. We didn't lose our house. You probably want to have a cap installed on the top of your chimney if you don't already have one, to avoid the possibility that debris or animals can block the chimney. The other thing that has happened, and this was just about 10, 11 years ago, I guess, something like that, I had a cap put on ours because the starlings kept falling down into the fireplace. Darndest thing I've ever seen, but trying to capture a starling out of a wood insert, now that was a bit of a challenge. So I put a cap on, and that solved all that problem. Make sure that you've got a smoke detector in the room where your fireplace is, as well as having a carbon monoxide detector in the house. Keep a fire extinguisher on hand. A lot of people don't think about that, but you've got an open fire. Keep a fire extinguisher on hand. Make sure you know how to use it and make sure that it's charged and that it's still in service date. Make sure that the area around the fireplace is clear of furniture, books, newspapers, anything that's potentially flammable. And 2 feet away is generally a good rule of thumb. Further would be even better, but 2 feet away, generally you can get away with that. Gas fireplaces also require routine maintenance and service to ensure that they're in proper working order. And the best person I've found to perform the service is usually a specialty retailer who has a service crew trained in the maintenance of gas fireplaces. And this service person is going to complete at least some of these tasks when performing service on a gas fireplace. He'll adjust the millivolt output to ensure that it lights properly. He'll clean and adjust the glowing embers and the logs. And that's just for appearance, but it sure makes it look nice. He'll clean the fan and any related air circulating passages. He'll clean the glass. You may want to clean it in between his visits, but he will clean the glass that time. And he'll ensure that the vents are unobstructed and able to do their job. And here again, you should make sure that there's a working carbon monoxide detector in your house, because those things can create carbon monoxide. Care and feeding of your home, it's a weekly feature brought to you by the folks at Terra Firma Foundation Systems. You know, if you have doors that stick or won't latch when closed, or if you have cracks forming in your walls at the corners of doors and windows, or maybe you have cracks forming in your foundation, you need to give Terra Firma a call. Their toll-free number is 888-493-0430. Again, that's 888-493-0430. You can also learn more at their website, handymanterrafirma.com. That's an easy one for me to remember. It's all one word, handymanterrafirma.com. Is there something that you'd like to know more about when it comes to the care and feeding of your home? Well, just send me a note to handyman@kxl.com.